All right. Welcome to the KNS Radio Network on this Wednesday morning. Thank you for dialing us in. Want to thank our community-minded partners off the bat here. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, The Oasis Frankfort, Wampler Services Incorporated, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction Frankfort, ProBike Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, Live for Life Indiana Lebanon, and Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. Janet Blackburn is joining me on line two. She's going for the Ross One Township write-in candidate on the Rossville School Board. Janet, I just want to say, first off, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thank you for having me.
First off, tell us a little bit about yourself since you're a newcomer to the political world here.
Well, I'm a registered nurse and I still work full-time and I have always lived in the Rossville area, born and raised here, as was my mother and my grandmother. I have four children, 13 grandchildren. All of my children went to Rossville, and 10 out of my 13 grandchildren have went here. With two having already graduated, I have two graduating this year. And then I have one in the ninth grade, three in the seventh grade, one in the third grade, and one who will be joining school in about a couple of years.
I can't believe you keep track of all that, Janet. Well, it sounds like you've certainly got a vested interest in how things go at Rossville Community Schools.
I do, and I'm very happy to get involved at this time. I had always wondered about it, but with having four children and being single and raising them, it was just really too hard to get into a lot of things outside of the kids and my work.
Yeah, and now you've got a little time and you've chose to throw your hat in the ring here.
Yes.
So I wanted to let the listeners know that some of these questions have been submitted to us via Facebook. Some of them I've seen on other forms of social media, and I just grabbed them so I could kind of tweak them myself and see if we could get a good conversation going. One thing I wanted to kind of clarify early on here, Janet, is I've heard a few rumors going around about teacher support, and I think there's a segment of current teachers that feel that, like your goal, along with the other challengers to the current incumbents coming in, I've heard ridiculous things like you guys are running for office to bring Terry Thompson back as a superintendent and then fire all the teachers. I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but I think there's a segment of the teachers out there who want a little bit of confirmation that they're going to be in good hands if they were able to vote you in.
Well, I have not heard that personally. I have had heard rumors of it, but that is not my intent. I have nothing to do with the hiring or firing of teachers, nor do I have anything in who's, you know, there right now. That is not why I am running. I am running because I have a vested interest with my grandchildren being there. And this was something that I could not do as my children grew up because of being single and working full time. I and my kids were involved in sports, and I just could not do it at that time. So now that I'm older and I don't have kids at home, and I've got so many grandkids that go here, I thought, you know, this would be the time for me to really get involved while I've got some still there and coming up through the ranks. And then I can learn about, you know, what does the school board do? And it's just going to teach me more things that I've never been able to get into, that as I get older, I'm kind of thinking, okay, how does all this stuff work? Mm-hmm. And I need to learn it.
So the teachers would be one thing that, of course, is the most important component when it comes to public education, but there is no agenda from you and the other challengers to the incumbents to do anything like that.
No, not that I'm aware of. I do not have any agenda against anybody. That is not my intent at all.
So teachers are, again, the most important thing, I would say, even above superintendents and school board members, when it comes to public education. And I wanted to talk a little bit about pay. And we don't have to talk specifics, but would you be in favor of each year taking a look at just simple inflation and trying to do whatever you could to help retain teachers? Because we want to keep the good ones for sure.
Definitely. You want to keep really good teachers. And for anybody, no matter what job you do, any employer should look at the pay and keep it as well as you can for the economy so that people can survive. I know being a nurse, we're always looking at that. We're always looking at, and I'm in management, so mm-hmm. we're always looking at, you know, the pay of the people under us and is it, you know, on the same level as other facilities around us, mm-hmm. other people in the community, in our counties? Are we doing our employees a good service and keeping them as up on their pay as what other people are in our areas? Because you sure don't want to underpay. I've heard a lot that pay is not everything, but, you know, being a single mom,
yeah,
pay is very important. Mm-hmm. No, it's not maybe the, you know, the highest priority, but you still have to feed your family and make enough money to meet your bills and have a roof over your head. So that's very important, and I think it should be looked at every year.
Yeah, and there's other things that work into the quality of life. You may really like your job at a school, but if you could make, you know, double or even a quarter more of what you make, boy, that'd be hard to pass up, that's for sure.
It sure would be, and it would make a big difference in you and your family's life to yeah. get that kind of a raise. So, you know, yes, the community is important, but like you said, you still have to be able to meet the needs financially of your family also.
One thing I learned here, Janet, through this whole process, particularly over the last 6 to 8 months of covering public education in Clinton County, is some, not all, but I understand that, if I'm not mistaken, Rossville has they pay for the superintendent's vehicle. They actually have a take-home vehicle. And I don't know, I'm not running for office, so my opinion doesn't matter, but would you do away with that if you could, or do you think that's a good thing to pay for the superintendent, which is already a pretty healthy salary they get?
Right, and I would really have to look into it. I have heard that he does get one provided, but I don't know specifically that he does. So, and I don't know what his salary is. So I would really have to do some research before I made a decision and look at it and see what all is involved to make my decision from there. And then I would also like to hear from the community, you know, what is their feelings on it? It's not my money. It's the taxpayers who are putting into the school. And so they need to have a say on what they feel, and they should be heard.
Another thing I've learned through the Rossville community schools, watching some of the school board meetings on YouTube or other forms of social media, it seems like when you're watching a meeting or you're at a meeting, there's only motions that have been proposed by the superintendent, Dr. Hannah. It seems like none of the board members, at least at Rossville, I know it's not this way at other schools because I've been to those school board meetings too, but it seems like Rossville only looks at proposals and motions put up by the superintendent. If you're elected, would you have the guts to kind of stand up and say, hey, look, I got something in the best interest of our district and I want to propose my own motion?
I have no problem with that. And I have no problem listening to the community and what their feelings are on things like that. And then you need to kind of get a feel from the community, and then you need to look at and do your research as to what's going on. And if changes need to be made, I'm not afraid to bring them up.
One other thing that I've noticed that seems to be a point of contention, and this has been at both Rossville and what a little bit I've seen at the community schools of Frankfort, is a lack of transparency. And we hear that whether it's in politics or any number of things, particularly a lot of times in politics. And you hate to see that and hear about that when it comes from a school board, because this is our kids we're talking about and our grandkids. And we truly want those school board members and the superintendent, ideally, to be as transparent as possible, because there should be no surprises when it comes to our kids. So talk a little bit about how important it is or isn't to you on transparency.
Transparency to me is very important, because I know as my kids went to school, I wanted to know what was being taught to them, what was going on within the school, and how it would affect my children. And I have the same policy beliefs now as I did when my kids were coming up, and especially nowadays when things are so different and strange from what they were when I was younger. You just can't be too cautious about what is going on any place you go, not just the school, but any clubs your kids get involved in, anything. So I think transparency, you have to have that. That's how you can engage and get the trust in the community, is if you're open and honest about what is going on.
Jenna, what kind of experience could you take from nurse management and apply it day one, being a school board member?
Listening to the community, the students especially, and the teachers. You have to be open. You have to have an open mind. And I may personally not agree with something, but that doesn't mean that it's not right for the school or for the kids or for the community. So it's not all about me. It's not all about each board member. You have to look at the whole picture. And what we say in nursing is you have to look at the holistic, the whole person. Mm-hmm. And you have to do the same thing in school board. This is a school, a community. So you have to look at the whole picture in deciding what is best, not for me, for the students and for the community. That's what you got to look at.
You know, I think it's important in this day and age too, because things are so different these days with school and just how things are rolled out. Even 25 years ago when I was in school, we go to the parent-teacher conferences now, and it just seems like a very foreign place. Things have just moved and came into the future, and boom, it's a new deal entirely. I think mental health is a big thing in today's society too, particularly with the teachers and the students.
Yes, it is.
You probably see that with in the nursing field as well.
Yes, every day, and it just seems to be getting more intense as the years go, and there's more issues, and that is something that you can never look at too much. You really have to look at that, again, research if it's a certain person, you know, do some research on that person, try to figure out where they're coming from. And you have to, with the mental health, you really have to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, be able to come to a conclusion that's best for that person or that group or whatever it may be.
So we're talking with Janet Blackburn, the Ross 1 Township write-in candidate for the Rossville School Board. Janet, before I let you go, is there one or two or three things that I maybe haven't brought up or that you are passionate about that you didn't get a chance to say that you want to come in and really work on day one? Maybe not a big rolled out agenda, but is there two or three things that you really want to take a look at that maybe you think aren't being looked at right now?
I don't know exactly what I would like to look at yet. I just want to make sure that I'm doing my research as I go through this campaign, look at things, and then I can kind of make a priority list from there and, you know, get some ideas in my mind of what I want to do to help with the school system and whatever the community, you know, wants and the students. But the students is number one.
Mm-hmm.
They are our future, and we have to make sure that we teach them correctly. We put them on the right path when they get out into the world on their own and help them to be able to make decisions that will be beneficial to their life. And we have to give them those tools to do that. So in a priority, the students is always number one. And it's just whatever, you know, I find out as I'm researching, what is there, is it that they need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd certainly be a learning process the first year or so, wouldn't it?
Yes.
All right, that's Ross 1 Township write-in candidate for the Rossville School Board, Janet Blackburn. Janet, thank you for taking some time out of your day and talking to me today. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, and it was my pleasure.